Transformed by Searching the Word, August 5th. First things first. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. No man, woman, or youth can attain to Christian perfection and neglect the study of the Word of God. By carefully and closely searching His Word we shall obey the injunction of Christ, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." This search enables the student to observe closely the divine model. The pattern must be inspected often and closely in order to imitate it. As one becomes acquainted with the history of the Redeemer, he discovers in himself defects of character. His unlikeness to Christ is so great that he sees he cannot be a follower without a very great change in his life. Still he studies, with a desire to be like his great exemplar. He catches the looks, the spirit, of his beloved Master. By beholding he becomes changed. All the philosophies of human nature have led to confusion and shame when God has not been recognized as all in all. But the precious faith inspired of God imparts strength and nobility of character. As His goodness, His mercy, and His love are dwelt upon, clearer and still clearer will be the perception of truth, higher, holier, the desire for purity of heart and clearness of thought. The soul dwelling in the pure atmosphere of holy thought is transformed by intercourse with God through the study of His Word. Truth is so large, so far-reaching, so deep, so broad, that self is lost sight of. The heart is softened and subdued into humility, kindness, and love. The Bible trains the mind to grapple with the deepest problems and to pursue the broadest explorations. It exalts the intellect. It saves the soul. Take it as your mirror. It will be a faithful monitor, detecting the faults and errors of your character. It will strengthen every good trait. That word which reveals the guilt of sin, has a power upon the human heart to make man right and keep him so.